Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, the NBA injury crisis, it has been a very big storyline all season long. And SheridanHoops.com posted an article earlier this week on Kevin Durant and Houston's point guard Patrick Beverley, how they underwent their surgeries. And they're facing, obviously, months of recovery that is ahead. And also, it talked about and highlighted Derrick Rose. He returned to a full contact practice earlier this week. And obviously, that is very good news as the NBA playoffs, they are rapidly approaching. So it's such a pleasure to welcome into our show tonight a 25-year veteran NBA writer. He is the publisher, the editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com. And that is Chris. Welcome to the show. It's your first time on.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hey,
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for the kind words.
You bet. Well, we're down here in Houston, and the Rockets have welcomed back Dwight Howard to the roster, but the injury bug has really hit them hard. And overall, just when you talk about injuries, I mean, it's been a pervasive theme across the league this year. It seems like everybody's getting hurt, whether you go up to Oklahoma City, go up by 35. I mean, it's Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. He's had to muscle through his. What do you think is the solution to all of this and how to minimize these injuries?
Oh, I don't think there is a solution. Injuries are part of the game, and the NBA game is played so fast, with the world's best athletes, and these guys they're not wearing any padding. They're not football players. They're not wearing helmets. You're going to have injuries. Injuries impact NBA seasons, and injuries impact NBA playoffs year after year after year. You know, I'll never forget the finals in 2010 in Boston and L.A. They had just changed the rule where you could put you can carry 15 guys on your postseason roster. But mm-hmm. prior to that, you had to pick 12 before the playoffs started, and if three of them went down, then you were playing with nine. But Boston was kind of still using the old way of thinking, and Rasheed Wallace got hurt, and a couple other guys went down, and in the fourth quarter of Game 7, they're playing Brian Scalabrine, the last guy on their roster. and because they hadn't really thought that, you know what, we might have to go 15 deep. So I think the answer is putting 15 guys on your roster who you can turn to and play. Don't waste a roster spot on a guy who you don't want to use in the playoffs, because you don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, you might find yourself in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And a key player like Rasheed Wallace, if he can't go, you got to have somebody there who can play. And so injuries are unavoidable. I mean, look what happened to Paul George in a scrimmage with Team USA last summer.
Right.
He snapped his leg, and he's going to miss a whole season because of it. That doesn't mean he'll never play basketball again, but he may never play at an all-star caliber level again. But there's plenty of guys in the pipeline that are there to replace him. And as I said, injuries happen. Injuries are part of the game. There's nothing you can do to avoid injuries, especially with the speed, quickness, and size and physicality of the players that are in the NBA. All you can do is prepare your best to have guys who can step in and be right and ready for when their number is called. And the teams that are the deepest are the teams that are going to be the most successful going forward.
Well, Chris, weigh in on this. Obviously, the NBA, it is a star-driven league. What is your view on these coaches that are resting those big-time players?
You know, every game counts. And it's easy to say, you know what, there's 82 games and a couple of them are throwaway games. And it's very easy to say that, but when it comes down to a tiebreaker and you're one game out of where you want to be, that game you threw away because you rested your players or because your players didn't take the game seriously, that could come back and bite you. And the team that comes to mind as I say that is the San Antonio Spurs. They've been on a great run lately, and now they're only two games back at Houston and Memphis for the Southwest Division title, and that could get them a number two seed in the playoffs. But before they started this great run, they came here to New York, and they lost to the Knicks, the worst team in the league. And they played all their guys, but their guys were sleepwalking through that game. And there's been plenty of instances of Pop resting guys over the course of the regular season and not having a chance to win. Well, if the Spurs finish one game out of having a two seed and end up having to open the playoffs on the road, that can come back and bite them. Every year that the San Antonio Spurs have gone to the NBA Finals, they've been one of the top four seeds. So I'm not counting them out for winning the Southwest Division title. I actually think they could win out. They always play great basketball in March and April, always without fail. So, but if you're gonna take the chance and rest your guys, like Coach Budenholzer is doing now with the Atlanta Hawks, you know, what if the Hawks had played the Golden State Warriors in the finals and they finished the game behind them? You're gonna regret taking that game off where you rested everybody and threw away a game, because it might cost you having Game 7 at home. And the whole name of the game here is winning a championship. That's what everybody in the NBA should be striving for. And I've come to learn that not every team is out there to win an NBA championship, and not every coaching staff and not every front office is as hungry as some of the others. But if you play all 82 games like they matter, good things are going to happen to you, and you're going to get the benefits down the road, and especially in the playoffs, and especially if you get into a seven-game series that goes seven against a tough opponent. Because if you finish with a better record, you're playing in your own building, and in a game seven, man, it's just such a huge advantage to be playing it at home. So I think it's a calculated risk that the coaches are taking. But if I was coaching an NBA team, I wouldn't do it. I would maybe give some of my bench players a little bit more rotational minutes against the weaker teams, but certainly not rest three, four, five of them at a time. And that's, you're seeing a lot more of that this season than we ever have in the past.
We're going to step aside much more straight ahead.